The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very cheerful greeting to all who are listening to radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, with your speaker, Willie Murphy. We indeed count it a wonderful privilege to be back with you again for this Friday evening visit. We certainly appreciate those who have taken the time to write us a few lines and to let us know that you have been enjoying the broadcast. In fact, we have heard from some new listeners, and we certainly welcome you to be with us each Friday night. Then, too, I would like to personally express our gratitude to those who have helped make this program possible because of their prayers and their support. We have been praying for those whom we have heard from, and hope that God will continue to shower you with his richest blessings as we lift our eyes and look on the fields. Consider now these words which Jesus taught his disciples to pray. In Matthew chapter 6 and beginning at verse 9 we read, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." It seems almost incomprehensible to realize that today there are certain public officials who would object to this prayer being said in public schools. I, for one, am of the opinion that this prayer would be good for the president of our great country to repeat, or for the lowest paid citizen in this country. I believe that it would be good for men of all nations to remember this prayer and to say it often. It should be repeated in every home and should be known by every student, regardless of where they go to school or what their religious background may be. These words were spoken by the Master himself and should be upon the lips of people both in our own beloved country and the people of the most remote islands of the sea. This is true because it teaches us a way whereby we may make our approach unto God. It teaches us that God is our Father and we should come to him for our daily needs and the needs of those around us. It also teaches us how we may receive forgiveness for our trespasses. It goes further than this. It teaches us that in order for us to receive this forgiveness from God, we must have a willingness to forgive others. In this way, it teaches us how to live with others. Now, especially am I concerned with one request which is given in this prayer. Lead us not into temptation. Temptation is that which is attractive and appealing and alluring. Usually, this attraction is offered by Satan himself and leads one into wickedness by enticing them to partake of that which is either immoral or unlawful and contrary to sound doctrine. So Christ taught his disciples to pray that they might be kept from the hour of temptation, and that they might have grace and courage to say no at the time when temptation would overwhelm them. But on the other hand, The thing which makes an individual spiritually strong is the power to resist temptation, regardless of how attractive it may appear. Patsy is going to assist us with this broadcast by giving us some quotations from others. Listen now to this quotation from James Stalker.
There will come times when you are tempted to great sin which will appear to you absolutely safe from discovery and not likely to inflict the slightest injury on your fortunes. In such circumstances, nothing will sustain you if you do not respect your own nature and stand in awe of your own conscience. Nay, even this is not enough. The only effective defense is that of one who, sorely tempted in this very way, said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" There are secret battles fought and victories won on this ground, never heard of on earth, but essentially more glorious than many victories which are trumpeted far and wide by the breath of fame. There is more of courage and manhood needed for them than for walking up to the cannon's mouth. Walking up to the cannon's mouth. Many a soldier could do that who could not say no to two or three companions pressing him to enter the canteen. Not long ago, I was speaking to a soldier who told me that many a times in the barracks, he was the only man to go down on his knees out of 20 or 30, and he did it among showers of oaths and derision. Do you think walking up the cannon's mouth would have been difficult to that man? Such victories have no record on earth, but be sure of this. They are widely heard of in heaven, and there is one there who will not forget them, James Stalker.
Yes, this is true, friends. It takes courage to resist temptation and stand for that which is right in the face of opposition. But we should always remember that God is standing by to be our helper, and we should act always with the thought in mind that He is present and knows our every weakness. He also knows how to give us the victory over our weakness. For in 2 Peter 2:9 we read, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation." But listen now to what Spurgeon had to say about temptation.
Temptation vanishes before a sight of the dying Redeemer. Sometimes a raging corruption or a strong habit wars upon us, and then we conquer by the might of the sanctifying Spirit of God, who is with us and shall be in us evermore. Or else it is a world which tempts, and our feet have almost gone, but we overcome the world through the victory of faith. If Satan rises against us, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, all at once, we are still delivered, for the Lord is a wall of fire round about us. The inward life bravely resists all sin, and God's help is given to believers to preserve them from all evil in the moment of urgent need. Even as He helped His martyrs and confessors to speak the right word when called upon, unprepared to confront their adversaries. Care not, therefore, O thou truster in the Lord Jesus, how fierce thine enemy may be on this day. As young David slew the lion and the bear and smote the Philistines, even so shalt thou go from victory to victory. Spurgeon.
That should be encouraging to everyone who may be waging a fierce battle with temptations. Then, take a look at this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." This indeed should give you each one renewed hope. Now hear this statement from Emerson.
"They can conquer who believes they can. He has not learned the lessons of life who does not every day surmount a fear." Emerson.
Then, the one from Theodore Roosevelt.
"To do right at all times, in all places, and under all conditions may take courage, but it pays." Theodore Roosevelt.
Then, there might be those who feel that they can run away from temptation and never have to face it. To those who believe this, the advice from Stevenson might well be the means of causing you to withstand in the time of temptation.
"You cannot run away from a weakness. You must sometime fight it out or perish. And if that be so, why not now and where you stand?" Stevenson.
And of course, the one from Wilson would add even greater courage to stand.
"Dare to do right. Dare to be true. The failings of others can never save you. Stand by your conscience, your honor, your faith. Stand like a hero and battle to death. Wilson.
This is surely true, friends. We must receive grace and courage to be overcomers in the hour of temptation. In doing so, we move forward for God. We must not, cannot, dare not stand still. We must move forward. As we overcome daily, we move a little nearer to our eternal goal. Listen now to this quotation from Oliver Wendell Holmes.
I find the great thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving. To reach the port of heaven, we must sail, sometimes with the wind and sometimes against it, but we must sail and not drift nor lie at anchor. Oliver Wendell Holmes.
But then perhaps there are some listening to this broadcast tonight who are oppressed by the hand of affliction, or no doubt there are some who are shut-ins and are unable to lead normal lives. This perhaps has been a trial to you, and you have often asked yourself, why am I faced with these trying temptations? To you, I hope, this quotation from Alice Wellington Rollins will prove a comfort.
The inner half of every cloud is bright and shining. I therefore turn my clouds about and always wear them inside out to show the linings. Alice Wellington Rollins.
Then, just to add a little more comfort and consolation to those who are called upon to daily suffer temptations, listen now to this quotation from Longfellow.
Build a little fence of trust just around today. Fill the space with loving deeds, and therein stay. Look not through the sheltering bars upon tomorrow. God will help thee bear whatever comes of joy or sorrow. Oh, fear not in a world like this, and thou shalt know ere long. Know how sublime a thing it is to suffer and be strong. Longfellow.
Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, bless those today who have not yet learned how to find the strength which they daily need from the great storehouse of God to overcome their temptations. We pray that this message may serve the good and noble purpose to point them to the Word of God and the Spirit of God, which is able to make us all overcomers. In Christ's name, amen.
When my way groweth dear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Oh, my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
This
precious
message Lord, has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Let me stand.
Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Night, lead me on to the light.